Gunslinger Posse, wherever and wherever you are, and welcome to Branded for April 3rd, 2024, live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas, for week four, game two. He's Tom Anas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslinger, and I'm Ralph Jedkins, your host. Come on, be a part of the show tonight by chiming in on the chat with your location, your questions, or a comment. If you dare, go on, like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we kick this thing off and start with the first quarter?
No, I don't think so. Let's get going.
All right. We'll be right back with that first quarter. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
How does a site work company with nearly 50 years of success maintain growth and integrity? It's simple. We employ strong leaders who ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers. Where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on, we'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power. Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until December 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Caskey, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
Tonight on the Nightbeat.
Night on the Nightbeat.
The Nightbeat. 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Well, that was a quick comeback.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Buttons were pushed. Things happened. Mistakes were made. You can put down a check mark. All right, Coach. So let's get right into it. I know you said we were going to go undefeated and we were going to win a championship.
Right.
How do you feel about that statement now?
I feel probably more so inclined to say that we'll make a run for the championship still. There's so much good stuff to build on. So I will say that. As far as the undefeated side goes, 15-1 is still really good. I'm just kidding. Whatever ends up happening, relationship to that, like I said, being in the championship is our ultimate goal, and that's what we want to do. And there's some really good football teams. You know, San Diego was a good football team. We're playing a really good football team this Saturday, so we're going to do our best to keep our goal within reach every week.
And San Diego actually moved up 7 places in the coaches poll as a result of that.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
I think we dropped a grand total of only 2. So when you think about the net shift there, that's pretty
impressive. What's going to happen when we beat Naz? Are we going to go up 2?
I have no idea what's going to happen.
Do we go up 6?
It's.
I mean, how does that work?
It's a
coach's
poll.
You know how the coaches poll works, right? So they send me this thing and says it has to be in Tuesdays by 10 a.m. The league sends it to all the coaches, and I get it. And then I have to rate all the teams, which means I didn't get a chance to watch all the film on all the teams. So a lot of it's, I think they're better than this guy, or think, you know. And then you got to pick your offensive and defensive players of the week and your special team player of the week. And I was making my notes on the airplane ride back from San Diego. But, you know, I don't put a lot of weight in the coaches' bowls. You know, when it comes to that, let the real standings stand, right? And then we'll go off those. I think that's the best way to do it. So
you'd say coaches' polls suffer from proximity, emotion, and gut reaction, and I guess so's?
Well, what do we always say? You know, fact, not opinion, right? And I think a coach's poll is a lot of opinion, unless you have time to analyze 8 games.
And what kind of head coach are you then?
About what?
If you're spending all your time analyzing everyone else's games and not your own and the one you're going to play next.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, again, whatever people want to spend their time doing, we got to get ready for NAS and with 2 days of practice. So I don't have time for it. But I did it. So.
Well, we are out here at Matangas, and the big open space is kind of quiet, and the chat is actually kind of quiet. I guess we need to put the question out there. Folks, we are opening up the chat to you now to go ahead and ask Tominas why he lost that game. What is it that Tom could do better? Come on. Tell us.
If you ask it, you better have thick skin, because I'm coming back with my answer.
He's going to answer, folks. So.
Yeah, I will answer.
I want to twist this so we can see you a little better, because I think we got the framing bad.
I'd prefer to be over there, but that's okay. No, it's tough to do a show after a loss, and especially a loss like that. And I take full responsibility. None of the players, none of the coaching staff, me. It's on me. And so it is what it is. I'll get better. And I hope that we all appreciate the fact that, you know, first time, I can come up with a whole bunch of reasons that we played the way we played. But, you know, offensively, we scored 61 points. And at the time, that was the most points scored this year. Unfortunately, they got a few more than us. I don't count that last thing. So it would have been a 62-61 game without that touchdown at the end of the laterals, where we're trying to do something with 1.3 seconds left. In whole, if you look at the entire body of the game, it took some adjustment early on. We had some questions at certain positions, and those questions got answered positively, and maybe where we have a need for improvement. Coaching-wise, we need to get better as a staff, and we need to, you know, understand when our players are under duress or getting picked on in a certain way that we need to do things to make faster adjustments. But all the props in the world to San Diego. You know, they played a heck of a football game, and I can see why they're 2-0 right now.
Oh, we actually do have some people brave enough to take you at your word on this and not recognize that the question was perhaps slightly rhetorical or tongue-in-cheek. Okay. Chris Weiss, famous for being a big fan of Carolina, chimed in first. He said, your offense gave you 60-plus points. However, are there any personnel changes coming on defense? No comment.
I'll answer it because that's a fair question. Yes.
Okay. And from very, very close, a comment rather, Dave Williams chiming in saying, scored too soon at the end of the game and didn't have a successful knockout.
Who said that?
Dave Williams.
Dave, you're a smarter football guy than that. Okay? Because we gave them the ball with 9 seconds left. 9 seconds left, okay? And the idea was, we'll just say that the ball wasn't supposed to be in that particular area at 9 seconds. It was supposed to be in another particular area at 9 seconds. And we felt very comfortable with that and what we had, an adjustment made for a prevent defense with 9 seconds left. Here's the thing. There was about 3 minutes left to go in the game, and I leaned over to Coach Fuller, and I said, tell me when you have enough time to do what you need to do to win this thing on offense. And he said, Coach, all I need is a minute. When we get to the 1 minute warning, we'll go. And I said, perfect. Because what I was going to do is when they were on about the 20 or 15, I think, going in. I was going to let him score. I was going to just let him score, and then we take possession of the ball, and we milk the 2.5 minutes off the clock. With our run game was successful, and I saw it going a different way. I'm always going to take Coach Fuller's advice when it comes to offense. And so, sure enough, we made it real difficult from the score. We ended up getting the ball back, I think, with like 44, 47 seconds left. And that's all they needed. And Sam and I have been down this road before where we've scored in about that amount of time. So I felt pretty comfortable with it. I mean, it'd be really hard to, you know, 9 seconds difference. You know, there was a multitude of things that catastrophically went wrong in those 9 seconds. We'll just say that. But I take full responsibility for that. And I don't blame any of the players or coaches for that. That's on me. So.
Weston Kolnar, merchandiser and ticket selling expert, in attendance here tonight, didn't come up and say it to you, but he did ask, what was your reaction to Kali going flying and the leap that was all over social media and what would should probably be the picture of the game or the moment of the game that people may most remember despite having the win?
The way things went were crazy. Now, he hit the wall after that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened was when I saw him go and then he jumped over that guy, remember, I was seeing it from the view of the pitcher, that how it came out. I was seeing it from behind. And you really can't appreciate how high he was when he cleared him, right?
Well, a photo shows that he was up nearly 4 feet.
Yeah, he was up quite a ways. Now, as a coach, I'm like, oh, crap, because I've seen guys end their careers doing that, you know, and they blow out knees or backs. And, you know, he hit it perfect, and he went down, and everything was great. 2 minutes later, I see a guy laying against the wall, and I have no idea it's Kali. I have no idea it's him against the wall because I can't see down that side. So I get out of the bench, and I go walking down there to see him, and which I do with any of the injured players that are down. I want to see who's down there and what's going on. And, you know, of course, Megan, our trainer's over him, and, you know, just – and I look down, and I see it's Kali. I go, get your ass up. He gave him his hand, and he got up, and he was in the next play. He's just so darn tough. He's such a tough little kid. And, you know, in addition to being a tremendous athlete, he's just a tough guy. And of course, if he was hurt of any real consequence, we wouldn't have done that. But I think that made him feel better and sure made me feel better when I saw him get up and go to the sideline with me. So
yeah, it got real quiet where I was when he went down. Mm-hmm. And glad to see that he came up. Texas Pete, one of our season ticket holders, with a comment, your extra point play should be in the IFL Hall of Fame. Now, obviously, it's not the play for it to go that way with TC Stevens lateraling it over to
Sam,
but some of that had to have been practiced because there was no panic. Stevens.
Okay,
like,
first of all,
I don't want this. You take it.
No. First of all, hell no, we don't practice that. Okay, that was just pure athleticism on both their parts and football IQ of what they could do. Here's an interesting thing. So, I don't know again how knowledgeable our fans are yet on the IFL rules. But unlike the NAL, where your tight end or your last guy in the line is eligible and he can go off for a pass if there's a fumbled snap or there's a, you know, some kind of problem with the extra point, we have to check in now if they don't have the proper number. So I'm thinking, I didn't see Cornelius check in and say I'm eligible. And I was looking to see who caught the ball. And by luck would have it, it was a lineman, right? But he was playing the up back where he doesn't have to check in, and that's why I counted. So a little bit of relief. Yeah, you don't practice that. That's something that just kind of happened, and all the guys involved in it have a strong enough football IQ. They knew to do something with it, so it worked out well.
So that wasn't anything that was in any way
practiced, like, bad snaps, but that wasn't one of the plays where, you know, TC – throws a backward pass to Sam. You know, it's just not, I'd like to say we practiced that, but we didn't. No.
And we'll clear that. XFL Mike G says, I love that we didn't play not to lose. And he's definitely excited for Saturday because certainly that wasn't the way you were approaching the end of this game.
No, and I'll never play not to lose. That's why on fourth down we went for it, and that's why we're going to always be that kind of team. And you know what? If the good Lord sees fit to have us win, great. If the good Lord sees it fit for us to lose, then we're going to lose. But we're never going to – what do I always say? You know, we're going to wear out. We ain't going to tap out. You know, we're going to always keep going until there's no time left and always strive to get that win. That's a huge part of what we want to accomplish, you know. And I don't think you can do that when you're worried about losing, you know. And how do you worry about losing when you score 61 points?
Well, as a follow-up with that, Chris Weiss again coming in asking, what was your opinion on Nate Davis?
He's an anomaly, man. If you look at him, if you saw him on the street, you would never say he's a really good quarterback. And you know what? He played an exceptional game, and all the props in the world to him. I think you told me he had the most touchdowns he ever had in a game. I think he's a top-tier quarterback. Obviously, we knew Nate's not going to run. He's got bad knees, and, you know, he looks like he's 40 and probably carrying 25 extra pounds. But, you know, I mean, seriously, when you look at him, you would never guess it, right? And then, but his athleticism and his arm is just fantastic. And, I mean, he threaded some needles, and, you know, he saw that linebacker coming, and he'll stay in there and take the whack, and we know he's not going to run. So, he had a great game. Much respect for him. Much respect.
Like, we have time for one more question before the end of the quarter. This again from Texas Pete, and I'm not sure he's serious about this one. He literally does say, "Just kidding." Does Matangas make you sit outside when you lose?
Yes.
Well, there you have it, Texas Pete. That will definitely do it for the first quarter. When we come back, we'll move off of this subject on to something else. You are watching, because it's been something else. You are watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Manasse of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic. For $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
And welcome back to Matangas Pizzeria. I guess we'll take a quick moment to show that we do have a crowd assembled. And right in front of the camera, in front of me, is Jimmy Sauceda, the star of the most recent Spanish language commercial that we put out, folks. Give Jimmy a round of applause. Did you want to take that call? Yeah, we coach had a call coming in. Do you want to even say who it's from? We won't even say who it's from. That's okay. So, game's over. What was the trip back like? Or what was the trip like coming back?
Megan takes really good care of me because I've been dealing with a back issue, right? So, She always makes sure that I try to get a pre-boarding and takes care of me, and she does a great job at that. And the players do, too. They can't do enough for me. I mean, it's crazy. And I got to tell them, no, I'm okay, you know, and they want to carry my bag and they want to do whatever. And they're just great, great young men. So we're in San Diego. We're at the airport. I think I bought half the team breakfast. One guy goes, I said, do you want something to eat? Yeah, and they're all looking at me like, here's the card. You know, I gave him my credit card, and that was it. But we had a good – we were okay. So I get on the plane early, and there's an elderly woman who's got the aisle, and we're in the bulkhead. So I thought, perfect. So I sat by the window, and I'm thinking, sleep on the window, 3 hours, be ready to go when we get hit the ground to work, okay? So the plane's filling up. Ladies on the thing, there's tons of seats in the back, everybody. Come on back, and, you know, blah, blah. And this little guy, I mean, he's little, walks in, and he's got a suit coat on, blue jeans, and the Gucci's with the no socks. And I go, oh, God, I'm in trouble right now. So he walks in, and he literally takes my water bottle off the middle seat, sits next to me, puts his elbows out like a chicken. And I said, I just looked at him, and I go, seriously? There's all that, and you want to be here? He goes, I like sitting up front. I said, we get there at the same time, right? And he sat next to me, and for 3.5 hours, I had his bony little elbow in my rib cage, and it was horrific. We'll just say that. So it wasn't bad enough what happened in San Diego. In the air coming back, it was terrible. You know, so I guess that's the question, right? You can put that as burn my saddle, everything you want. I mean, that was horrible. And we've all had those kind of experiences on planes. So people just got weird on aircraft. I mean, they think they can do whatever they want anymore. So it's really nuts, you know. But, sorry. Go ahead.
Will you permit me a LeVac moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a fan from Wisconsin just chiming in. BJ Steffen, he's part of the Blizzard fan cast.
Mm-hmm. I know those guys. I watch the show.
Yep. Says we love you, Ralph.
Good.
All right. That's
well, you guys got to all stick together.
Well, yeah. Because there's exchange of information. BJ's actually been very helpful in putting together, because he knows his way around the IFL stats because
Ralph,
they've been doing
Ralph,
it well.
I think it's great that one guy out of our entire audience, out of 45,000 people, says I love you to you.
I told you it was a LeVac moment. I told you it was a LeVac moment.
A lot of people love you. They're just afraid to say it. They just say it on Grindr. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to let that one go. I'm turning a little red. It's not quite the lighting out here. So the team obviously traveled, and we've got a really, really quick turn. We're going to talk about the game with Northern Arizona next. Okay. But they come back. We've got the 21-man playing roster. Obviously, a lot of effort put out. Quick turnaround. And it comes back to the team returning to Gunslinger Nation and returning to the capable hands of Megan and the rest of the physios in the training room. Is that going to pay benefits for us, or how is that going to pay benefits for us the rest of the season?
I'll say this, even though Don's sitting there. Without that room, there'd be no way we could play Saturday. Without a room like that, you're asking players to do things physically that are not possible. It requires treatment. I mean, look, after the first day, you come into camp, you're 100%. The second day of camp, you're at like 90. And then it continues to go downhill until the end of the season. What a good trainer does is try to keep you functional at your level, your high level, but with the understanding that to peak it on game day and then recover. Peak it on game day and recover. And that's by getting you back on the field when capable of doing it. And it's interesting. I got a little side story if you're interested. So I had the defense in the room together, and we were talking about grit and just having the grit to keep playing when you're sore, when you're this, when you're that. And I'd like to think I'm a pretty decent storyteller when it comes to motivational stuff and things like that. But what I told them was, I'm gonna not tell you a football story. I'm going to tell you a basketball story. So when I was in high school, I was a pretty good basketball player. Had scholarship offers to play basketball. And I was a sophomore, junior sophomore going into my junior year. Typical, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 210-pound, you know, small forward in high school. And my coach bought me a trip to the Bobby Knight basketball camp in Angola, Indiana. And we got to camp, and we stayed in this dorm. It was at by a lake, beautiful lake, Angola Lake, and it had these outdoor cement basketball courts, like 10 of them, and that's where the camp was held. And there was probably 500, 600, 700 kids in this camp. McDonald All-Americans, Army All-Americans, you know, All-State, everything. Guys that were 7 feet tall, point guards that could do everything in the world, you know, 6'5 point guards. We're talking the best of the best going to this camp. So the very first day, we did this rebound drill where the big guys would rebound it. They'd throw it off to the side. I was playing middle, and they'd throw it to the side, and then I'd break to the basket. Well, what happened was one of our big guys grabbed the ball. This is just a drill, mind you, right? And we were the first group to run it. Jumps, gets the ball, throws it. The guy on the side bobbles the ball. The ball's going out of bounds the other way. It's rolling. I start running, and I dive. That's concrete.
Right.
I got no shirt on. I got a pair of shorts on. And I go running, and I dive on the concrete, and I save the ball. Okay? I come up. I'm bleeding from my forehead, my nose,
everywhere
my chest,
you touch
my
the
knees,
concrete.
My stomach. Everything's bleeding. Right? Continue on with practice. Jump in the lake afterwards. You know, do the whole thing. Right? So now they have the awards banquet. And it's a week later, and you got McDonald's All-American, this guy, that guy, All-State, and he's Bobby Knight's up there. And he says, first award is a high-scoring guy. This kid comes down. He's like 7'3". He's like 18 years old. And he just, you know, comes down. They give him this trophy. It's probably about as big as this. It just says, you know, high score. They go to the next guy, best rebounder. Go to the next guy. Go to the next guy. So I'm telling my mom and dad who came to pick me up, we can go. I'm not winning anything.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Bobby Knight goes, now the best award of the entire year is the MVP of the camp. I go, now we can really go.
Yeah.
And Bobby Knight goes, Tom and us. And as I'm walking down this hill where we had it, I'm like shaking my head. And I think half the guys booed. But I walked down there and he put his arm around me and he said, I'll take this guy any day. The first day at camp, he dove on concrete. Never complained, never did this, did that, whatever. And he handed me a trophy that was taller than I was. So here's a guy who's going to play for the Boston Celtics, gets a trophy this big. And I'm going to be a football player, and I got a trophy this big, right? So I told the defense today that story, and I said, that's grit. So I asked them flat out, Saturday, are you willing to dive on the concrete? Because that's what we need. Are you willing to dive on the concrete? Because guess what? We got great players. Other teams got great players. Sometimes it takes diving on the concrete to separate yourself from those guys and to reap the rewards. And they all got that. That's something they can relate to because we can sit there and say, be tougher, be this, be that. But at the end of the day, they can all relate to the fact that when they were growing up, they probably dove on the concrete one time or two times or half a dozen times when they play ball, and they remember it, and they know that at that moment I was fearless. And I would rather take 21 fearless football players than guys that are worried about stats, how many touchdowns did I get, you know, I don't want to get injured, I want this, I want that. I just want 25 or 21 guys playing that are willing to dive on the concrete. So that's it.
Did have a comment as a follow-on. So the coach that sent you to the camp. Yeah, I had that up the whole time. Yes, we'll bring it back up. Okay. You noticed that Phil Manas had chimed in saying it was a true story because he knows because Phil said his dad used to whoop his ass on the court as a kid. Made him better for it.
Yeah. He was a hell of a basketball player, too, when he played. Yep.
And XFL Mike G said, okay, so your coach sent you to this camp. Mm-hmm. What was his response seeing the trophy when you came back?
I gave it to him. as soon as we got back.
Well, I was going to ask Susan, have you seen this trophy? But
I didn't know her when I was 16 years old. Sorry.
But there you go. Okay, yeah. So Mike, now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know. There is our story, and seems like it would be gilding the lily to continue. I guess now it is time to end the second quarter, and we will come back and talk about the future as it is.
What do you know?
I don't know. We've established that I really
After a tough loss, coaches walk in rooms like this, you know, they get nervous. So be gentle.
A tu brute.
Yeah.
You are watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matanga's near you.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby, woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
Come up again.
And with that, we're back for the third quarter with that particular non sequitur, as it were. We were actually reacting to Robert Seco's comment during the break about the story. He said, put it on a shirt. Will you dive on the concrete?
Hey, I got a question for the audience. I'm thinking about making a t-shirt, and I want to know if y'all would buy it. Okay? So I want to put our offensive line on a t-shirt. And now, mind you, the t-shirt's red, and the lettering is white. Okay, and then I want to have the offensive line on there, and I want it to say, "We're not afraid to build a wall." Too much?
We're not afraid to build a wall.
Kind of. I'm just talking about the offensive line.
James Bernier says
not,
yes.
It's not a political statement.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
And since Matt is out here, I kind of want to roll back to the question from Texas Pete so he can hear the question when it was asked. Does the Matangas make you sit outside when you lose? No, we need better lighting. Says no. Matt says we need better lighting. We need better lighting.
Okay,
when
maybe
we're
that's
inside.
What Matt's saying, but I really know.
Well, you can come out here and tell the audience. Take a step directly in front. We'll put you on camera, Matt. Too late. You're on camera right there on the right of the screen, folks. That's Matt of Matanga's wearing a step a little closer to the camera. They can see the new shirt that he is sporting, the Matanga's.
Is that a
pizzeria.
Jordan design?
Yeah.
Is that the Jordan shirt?
Yes, wow. But you have to do a twirl.
I didn't get one.
You have to do a twirl for us.
I didn't get
you'll have to do a twirl. You got to do a twirl. They got to see the back. See, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There we go.
That looks good. Looks
fantastic.
Good. And you know what? I'm not going to embarrass them, but they've been great sponsors and great friends. And you know, we're looking forward to a long and mutually beneficial relationship.
Well,
together,
I certainly hope so. Yeah. The banner looks great. The location looks great.
You know what's funny is, oh, you'll like this. You'll love this. So after the game, they bring pizza in the locker room, right? So they put the pizza down. I was like your kid eating that cardboard. I took a bite of the pizza, spit in the garbage can. He goes, what? It's not good enough? I go, it's not Matangas, man. Yeah. I swear to God, that's exactly what I said. It tasted horrid to me. You ruined me. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. No, it was not good. It's not good. I got spoiled here. Yeah.
So on to Northern Arizona.
Yes, sir. Good football team, great coach. I have a lot of respect for Les Moss. We've known each other for a long time, as of each other. Haven't had a great opportunity to spend long conversations with him or anything, but I think he's a hell of a football coach. I know he's going to surround himself with a great staff and good players. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this is one of the reasons we wanted to come to the IFL. And I think Don has said this. James has said this. I've said it. We want to go against the best, right? And in this league, every week you're going to get the best. You're going to get the best every week. It's just the way it goes. So I like the fact that San Diego was tough. I know NAS is going to be very tough. Fans, I can't stress enough to you how important it is for you to be there. And with the cowbells and being loud and proud, and I want to get 8,000 people in that arena and just make everyone who comes in there feel that's like a rodeo arena, right?
Yes,
I want you to feel like you're getting on the biggest bowl in the world when you walk in there and you got to play us. You know, I want it to be that kind of pressure.
Well, I know you've been really, really busy because it's been, and it's not even the, it's midweek, but it's like the beginning of the week for you. But
two days to prepare.
Yeah, Caleb Bloomberg.
Thank you for the schedule. Appreciate it.
Told me that Don is going to give away, personally, he's going to hand them out, 2,000 cowbells to the first 2,000 that come in. So you better be in the first 2,000 or bring the one you had from last year. And I know you got it. I know it's out there. It's in your closet. Find it. Pull it out. Bring it. And if you don't have one of those, go out to, I'm not sure where the truck club buys them, but they make these lovely, beautiful, sonorous, battery-powered air horns. Bring your battery-powered air horn. Sit right on the edge.
Okay, wait a minute.
Make some freaking noise.
Okay, stop talking. Okay, because know when to blow your air horn and know when to do your cowbell is when we are on offense, it should sound like a church inside. And when they're on offense, it should sound very loud, okay? But when we have the ball, shh. And when they have the ball, go nuts. Okay? Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. No, that, you know what? I'll tell you, go to some places and the fans, I know our fans will be great and they have a good football IQ, but some fans in some arenas don't have a good football IQ and they're making all kinds of noise when their team's on. And because we're in the shotgun most of the time, the linemen can't even hear the calls. So and especially the receivers and everybody else. So if we could be really quiet when we have the ball and really loud when they have the ball, we'd appreciate it.
There you go. You have your marching orders, San Antonio.
We need you. I'm serious. We need you. We need you now more than ever.
Loud on defense, church-like on offense.
Our goal always should be, any year you're in football, never lose a home game. You should always win at home, and it should be very difficult for other teams to come in and beat you at home.
Betty's Meadows Groves had already said, I'll bring my cowbells, and she says she makes noise when she's asked. I know.
I'm not touching it. Betty, are you a bad girl? No, I don't understand the question, so I'm staying away from it.
So in 2022, Les Moss took over in Northern Arizona. He had a squad that no one expected a lot of. Mm-hmm. And they ended up showing quite a bit of grit because they ended up winning the whole thing, defying the expectations. How are you looking at defying expectations this year with the Gunslingers?
Well, I won one in 22, too.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the champions of 22 is going to go down. This Saturday.
Yep. Yeah. I'll just put it this way. We're diving on concrete. So win or lose, and I say win, but win or lose, you're going to limp out of there. You're going to know you were in a game. because our guys right now have a big old chip on their shoulder. When you lose in 9 seconds, the last 9 seconds of a football game, there's no reconciliation to that. There's no way of getting around it and say, I had 4 or 5 coaches call me. I had a couple owners call me after the game, and they were very kind calls saying how well they thought we played and this and that, and I know we didn't play to our full potential. And it was very nice. But the last thing I want to hear is, boy, it was a good game, and gee whiz, it was great. And I told you, it's either win or bust. If you don't win, I take what Don says to heart. We win with honor. We lose with honor. I thought we were very honorable in the way we played the game. After the game, we were very honorable. I called their coach again today to congratulate him again. After the game, I put a post up congratulating them. I don't know what else to do to show my respect for our team other than what I did. That being said, I'm not going to put a post up and say, if we win Saturday, when we win Saturday, I'm not going to put a post up and say, see, I told you so. That's not what we're about, okay? It's going to be about trying to do everything this year with honor and integrity, and we preach character, and what kind of team would we be if I didn't show that at those times? So.
Well, I'd follow on with that by saying one thing that I was personally very happy to see is we didn't get a single illegal defense call, or if we did, we'd had one. We did not have raft of procedural penalties.
No. Right. We didn't. We had one personal foul that was.
Right.
And I watched it on tape, and it never happened. It was a phantom leg. They said we tried to trip the guy after the extra point.
Right, I watched that one on
VIM. And I said,
Vince Wap as well, it's like it was at the very end of the clip.
No,
the guy, I looked like the guy leaned down to pick up a tee or something.
Here's exactly what I told the ref. I'm going to pray for you tonight that your vision comes back. That's exactly what I said, though, because something went wrong. You you must have had a minor glitch in the mechanism because it never happened. And I was willing to show it to him on the iPad. But, again, things happen fast. He saw a leg. He saw a guy trip. It is what it is. Didn't cost anybody anything. So.
So what was, can you say, the biggest takeaway or the biggest lesson learned that you're willing to share? Because certainly I don't want anything to be revealed in the analysis. But is there a big single takeaway, or is it really we need guys to dive in the concrete?
Well, first of all, let me say I got to be willing to dive on the concrete before they do, okay? And I believe I am, and I try to show that, but they got to believe that in me too, and I think they do. And I think that's the, I try to be the last one off the bus every time so I can see my guys, before the end of the night. I try to make sure they eat and there's plenty of food before I even stand up to go get a plate. I think you got to do all those things because all those things, as they multiply, pay huge dividends down the road when players think of you and how you are. At the airport, I see a kid who's sitting there, and I ask him, have you eaten? He says, no. And I say, the kids haven't gotten paid yet. It's not because we're cheap or anything. It's because you don't get paid until your first game. So they get the
right.
First paychecks Friday, And so I know we gave him a stipend, but in California, I think Five Guys Burger was like $18 for a cheeseburger. It was something crazy. So I said at the airport, I said, here, take my card and go get yourselves breakfast. Well, they heard that, and it looked like a herd of water buffalo going to the snack bar.
Well, these guys burn a ridiculous amount of calories.
But I'm saying
they're hungry.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're going to lead, you got to lead from the front, right? And then they'll follow you. The biggest takeaway I can have from this is not one player pointed a finger at another player. Not one coach pointed a finger at a player or a coach. Not one curse word was said in the locker room after the game. We said our prayers. We thanked the good Lord we got out of this without injury. We traveled well. We represented in the airports, in the hotels. I had two people at the hotel we were staying at come up to me personally and tell me what great young men they were and how they thanked them for bringing out the plates and the stuff for our pregame meals and all that. We didn't have anyone running around town. We didn't have any of that. We sure don't have any problems with drinking or drugs. That this team is perfect in that respect. So all the things you want to take away, I'll take that. And if that's a win, because that's a win we can bank on down the road, you know. Because when you lose in 9 seconds, okay, theoretically by 1 point, and there's none of that, yeah, that's what I take away from this. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah. In that case, it literally depended on it's the bounce of the ball. It literally was a bounce of the ball at that moment.
What bounce?
The final bounce, the 9 seconds.
Listen, I love TC. I think TC is probably, arguably, the best kicker in the United States in indoor football. I've never met a guy more meticulous in his approach to the game. He works out and kicks every single day from his own practice facility. He literally came out the first day I saw him on our field with the tape measure to measure things to make sure that's how precise he is in everything that he does. And now you take that, and he's a super great guy. I mean, he's an unbelievable character guy. I'll bet on him every time. I'll tell you exactly what I told TC after that kick. I'll tell you exactly what I told him. I leaned over, I hugged him, and I said, I wouldn't trade you for $1 million right now. I meant it. Hey, we win together, we lose together. That's just the way it goes, man. So I think he's listen, TC came to San Antonio and kicked 4 deuces one time, okay? You wait and see what TC does Saturday. And now that he's got a chip on his shoulder, God bless. Because I think he's gonna show the country that he is not an anomaly. He's legit.
Anything else we want to say before we move on to the fourth quarter?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, hey, listen, I know everyone's disappointed. I'm disappointed, probably more so. I got here around September 1st. I think my wife's here tonight, so it's a big deal because I've only been home 28 days since I signed. So
Miss Susan's right up front. She can wave for the camera there.
There she is. And I put everything I got into this thing, and I don't say that, haphazardly because, you know, I got kids, I got grandkids and all that. But we're committed to the goal. And, again, like I said, it'd be really hard for me to ask the players if I wasn't leading from the front on that stuff. So I'll just tell you, don't give up on us after one. You know, if we would have – let's just say, and I can show you on film one day, Ralph, I can show you 5 touchdowns that shouldn't be on that scoreboard, right? Little tiny corrections or little tiny mistakes. And we would have won by over 28 points if those tiny little microcosm mistakes wouldn't have happened. We'd be having a totally different conversation. We'd be the leading scorer in the league. We'd be this. We'd be that. Well, guess what? We're not today. We're the second leading scorer in the league per game. Unfortunately, we gave up as many as we got, which we'll fix. And props to San Diego, man. I mean, I think they played above and beyond their expectations. When I talked to their coach, he said they played way above what he had expected to, you know, in the sense of how well they performed. So God bless them. They did it. We didn't.
So we'll be able to say we brought the best out of them. Robert Seiko makes you a promise here as well, and you're probably going to be able to hold them to him. He says, great answers, coach. I'd dive on the concrete for you.
You know,
you got to be careful what you say, Robert, because coach may very well have you practicing.
But see,
a shot.
Okay, but here's what you don't get, Robert does that every day, because the way he works, and he think about this, he gets zero credit for making all of us look good. He gets zero credit. I'm saying from the general public, the people that are close to him, and us, we appreciate the heck out of him. But he dives on the concrete every single day because his whole mission is to make the organization look good, to make you look good, to make, you know, the team look good. Don, with the commercials, with, you know, John Wayne, all the things that you see, everybody, is because of Robert. And I told him the other day when we were together, I said, you know, Robert, I think I love you. And I was dead serious. And he said, I love you, too. And we hugged, and now we're friends. You know, we're going to be lifelong friends, you know. But that's part of it, right, is that mutual earned respect, you know, and I will always have Robert as a friend, So I'm happy about that.
And Robert will be in action on the floor taking in-game video when we are there on Saturday. You will you'll have a hard time keeping him off the field.
No, and I told him it was funny because he was shooting something the other day on the practice field. I go, "Will you get out of here?" He was under my feet, and he disappeared. You know, I just didn't want him to get hurt because you know these guys are running around and they don't have brakes. You know, so.
And I bet Robert would say, oh, he really isn't worried about him. He's just worried about the camera.
Yeah, probably. Well, we have he calls me One Take Tommy because every time we do something, I said, let's do it in one take. And he goes, okay. And I don't care if you were Robert Redford or De Niro. He'd go, oh, that was awesome. Let's get one more. And Don knows. Don shaking his head, yep. And he always asks you to get the second one. And then you screw up the second one. And you got to do a third one. And he goes, I think we can do a little bit better. You know, so I think he does half of that for Don's blooper reel at the Christmas party. But I think so, you know. But it's a lot of fun. He's an expert at his craft, for sure.
Robert's clearly listening because he said, hi, you said enough. And perhaps.
You had me and I love you.
And perhaps that will be enough for the third quarter then.
Sure, yep.
You are watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
Is a site work company with nearly 50 years of success, maintained growth and integrity. At Symbol, we employ strong leaders and ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Manasseh of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic for $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
And welcome back to Matanga's Pizzeria for the fourth quarter as we look for a way to put this one away.
So soon? No, yeah, just kidding. Well, you know, guys, I appreciate everybody, and obviously we're on a little bit of a tight schedule this week. You know, I want to put it in perspective. We played Monday night. We didn't get off the field till after 9 in San Diego. Got back to the hotel probably about 11:30, and then we caught a flight. We had to be on the bus for the flight around 8, which is nice. I mean, that's not terrible. It's terrible when you go to bed at 4
right.
After breaking down film. But, you know, and then we fly in yesterday, and the earliest we could get in was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time we all got home from the airport and did all that, now it's like 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock, continuing to put game plan together for NAS. And then, you know, today, I you know, talk about practice, like after a game like this, is that You want to make sure that they're learning, but you also want to make sure that you don't take your emotions from the loss and take it out on the players at practice. So there's no reason to be having heavy contact today just because you're mad about what happened Monday. You got to watch their legs. You got to make sure that anyone who's dinged up is getting proper treatment. You do all those things. So the physicality might go down a little bit, but the football IQ stuff goes way up. More film, more meetings. We had a great lunch today together. We had the big ribbon cutting ceremony at the facility where Don and James and the whole organization was celebrated by the Chamber of Commerce, I think the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And it was great. I mean, there had to be over 100 people there, I would say easy, for the ribbon cutting. And of course,
Don's telling me there were 200 people,
200 people
in attendance.
Yeah, I was on the field. I didn't see, you know, I couldn't really tell. But I'll tell you what, it was very nice. And it continues, you know, all that love is just continuing to come our way, especially with the facility and having a place like that where we can do it. And people, we gave tours. I talked to a couple people who walked through it and just their jaws were on the ground.
I'm hearing even trucks going by or blowing their horns so because they know we're out practicing.
Well, no, they can see us from the highway, right? So what's funny is it started like the second day of camp and a truck came by and hit the horn and we all waved. And then now it's three or four times during practice and it's hilarious because we'll be in the huddle and we're looking this way. And we're talking about something you hear. And we all go like this. Okay, and then we raise our hands and we keep talking. But it's funny because they're so good to us in showing love. And it's like me driving that Hummer around. I mean, I can't – not only the best part is the John Wayne guys in the service trucks, vehicles that drive by me. And they wherever they're at, they try to get next to me and they give me one of these. You know, they give me the guns up, which is great. And then I've had – fans, you know, honk the horn, wave. And then who was it? Somebody here, I think. Anyway, I was driving, and they took a picture of me in the truck. I was driving, and he goes, look, we saw you in the highway. And, that kind of love. I just want that kind of love to equate to all the butts in the seats on Saturday because I really want our players to know how much they're appreciated for everything that they're doing. And, of course, you know, Don and Pam to see that all this is not for naught, you know, and they're really doing this for the community as well. So yeah, easy peasy, you know, just got to win now.
yeah, a bit of it. Is that pressure? Is that pressure being felt by the players and channeled by the players? In their focus, obviously, like you said, you don't want them going out there beating on each other or trying to prove anything, especially at the expense of one of the other 25 guys on the roster at this point.
I'll tell you this, though. Don had made a point. I sent Don a little message after the game. I always do that with my owners, and especially Don, who I have an affection for, and I sent him a note after the game, and he replied, you know, he doesn't give up on teams and, you know, he's there for us and all that. And I shared that actually, not the text itself, but I shared the sentiment with the team. And then when I was talking to him today, you know, we're all disappointed, but we're not to the point where, you know, we're worried. Let's just say that. Okay. As far as pressure goes, yeah, I put a lot of pressure on me, but it's self-inflicted. I'm not getting it from anybody else except myself. Well, maybe Susan. But other than that, you know, it's just that we want to make sure that they don't feel the pressure when they go to play. And I tell them this all the time. You're playing a game you played when you were 12 years old. Have fun. If you're not having fun, why are you here? You know, yeah, we want to win. It's a business. It's all that. But it's also fun. Saturday should be fun, you know, and I want them to have fun doing what they do because they're really good at it.
I definitely want the city of San Antonio to come out, buy your ticket, beat the Ticketmaster fees, come by Gunslinger Nation, see Weston Cole in his office. He will set you up. We're looking for groups. bring out your friends. This is going to be so much fun, and you're going to be the ones that make it fun, San Antonio. Make sure you get your tickets. You're there. I think we're the first 1,000 are getting a direct insurance towel as well. I thought I saw that come through, as well as the first 2,000 getting a cowbell. Don't hold me to it. Don't come looking for me for the towel if you don't get one. But
no, but you know what, though? It's where are you going to get this kind of affordable entertainment, right, on a Saturday night with your family? And, you know, you can bring your 4 kids. You can bring 3 kids. You can bring a boatload of people, and it's still the least expensive form of entertainment for 3 hours that you're ever going to have. You know, in that amount of time, you get to see fantastic football and everything. And I stand by this. We're still going to make history. You know, if I'm wrong, come and tell me I'm wrong in August. Don't tell me I'm wrong in April. So we'll see how it goes. And if anything, yeah, we got a little chip on our shoulder now. And I like that. I like that, you know, we've woken up the bear a little bit, you know, in all of us. So I am excited about that. And again, fans have been great, and everyone, you know, I didn't get one text message telling us how rotten we are or this or that. I didn't get one thing. Everybody who texted or posted has been supportive because we're their team, you know, and we're going to make them proud by the end of the year. We really will.
Well, Weston just reported in. He just had a conversation with Don. I saw him talking to him a moment ago, and Weston makes sure he throws me a text. And here's the substance of it. Don Rackler says, "We got defeated, but we're not deflated. We are coming back, and we're going to be champions at the end."
Yes, 100%. Yes. See, here's the dangerous combination, me and Don Rackler, because we'll put it out there, and then, you know what? Like I said, if you don't like it, beat us, you know, and I'll be the first one to hug you. And I was Saturday, Monday, I was the first one to hug that coach and tell him, great job. I don't want to be doing that kind of hugging anymore. So, yeah, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. And how can you not be fine? Remember when I said, if you're going to lead, you got to lead from the front? That's my guy. So, you know, we're gonna be just fine. And I think the players know it. They feel it. I think the real football fans of ours know it, and they feel it. And, yeah. Last thing I'm going to say on this game for Monday. It may have been the best thing that could happen to us in the first game because we had the ability to decipher what we needed to improve, who we needed to improve, and strategically what we need to improve. So you... Sometimes you don't get that if you win. If we'd have won Monday, boy, that would have sucked. No, if we'd have won Monday and we would have probably jumped right into NAS, forgot about what we did wrong or right, and jumped into NAS for those 2 days. By having the defeat on Monday, we hyper-focused on correction. And when you do that, it enables you to become better because you're not burying problems. You're bringing them to the top. So I think, personally, and part of this is psychologically for me, is that because I hate losing more than anything in this world. But if it helps us become better, I'm glad it happened. If it helps us become better. If there's repeated mistakes this week, there'll be a totally different dialogue. But I truly believe that the group we have in front of us, remember, we recruited with character. Character is shown most when difficult times occur, not when it's easy. When it's easy, everyone can have great character. When it's tough is when that balancing act goes to your favor because you recruited character guys. And I truly believe that's going to be the outcome. It's not just the football. It's going to be the character of these young men that's going to shine through this little bit of adversity and continue to upward trend. So, and I've said this all along, too, is that remember what I said early on. It's an escalator. It's not an elevator. You know, an elevator only goes two ways, up or down. we're an escalator. You're on a slow trajectory upward, and that's what we want to do, slow trajectory upward and peak in late July and start our peaking process and be at the absolute top come championship week. So that's never going to change because of a loss, but we'll treat it as, you know, a pause instead of a going down, you know, so. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that'll do it for the fourth quarter then, Coach. We'll call it a win and head into our meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And we hope to meet and greet you at the Freeman Coliseum this Saturday. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap this up in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And welcome back to the meet and greet. Now we have a special unexpected guest appearance by the man that needs absolutely no introduction, but we'll give you one anyway, Don Rackler. Sir, you had some words you wanted to add.
Yes, for sure. First and foremost, to all the players, I hope they're listening tonight. I was at Gunslinger Nation today, and Monium came out, and they had their heads down, and they said, hey, I'm sorry, and all that. And I said, hey, don't be sorry. We played a fantastic game, and we win with honor, and we lose with honor. We win with dignity, and we lose with dignity. And you guys played a great game. Yeah, we had some mistakes, obviously, and Coach knows all those mistakes. But, hey, it's okay. You know what? Golfers don't win every day. Some days we can't hit a ball. Some days we can't put it in the hoop. Some days we can't throw a pass. That's part of the game. And, you know, losing is a part of winning. And I told him, I said, I ain't worried. I said, look at me. Do you think I'm worried? You think I'm upset? I'm not upset. You didn't see no disappointment in me. And I said, hey, don't worry. We're coming back, and we'll make adjustments, and we'll be on top at the end. So that's to the players. And you know, I don't want them to think that I'm disappointed. Yes, do I want to win? Obviously, I want to win. And we want to end our game. But I think the coach made great points. It was a good thing that actually we lost, so we could really look at why we lost and focus on why we lost and correct those problems. And so in the grand scheme of things, it probably is a good thing we lost this game. Yeah, we scored 61 points, and we still lost. Okay. Hey, we'll take that, and we'll move forward. And we're gonna have a great championship game. Just today, You know, we had the Chamber of Commerce out. We had the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce out. We had the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce out. We had a lot of our fans out today. A lot of the sponsors were out today. And I got to tell them what it means to me, what's the purpose and why we're here. And I appreciate that opportunity. You know, we're based here in San Antonio. The coaches are here in San Antonio. Our players are here in San Antonio. We participate with all of our sponsors and people, the vendors that we buy from. We're here from San Antonio, and we're going to bring a championship win to the great people of San Antonio, surrounding counties. We are going to be the first professional football team in San Antonio to bring home a championship. That's going to happen. I am not worried that we lost the first game. Look in here. I'm not scared. Okay? I'm not scared. We got the best coach in the league. We got the best players in the league. We got the best fans in the league. And we're going to bring it home for them. So I just want people to understand that I'm not scared. Don't be scared. Don't worry about it. We're coming back. Saturday night's going to be a different ball game. Just come out and support your great San Antonio Gunslingers. We're going to have a fantastic season. We're going to show you a good game on Saturday night. Come out and see us. That's all I had to say.
And this will wrap it up for our show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And now it's time for that very, very special moment.
I want 1 second.
And I can stop you how?
No, you can't. What he said about the players coming out and coming to him and say, sorry, we disappointed you. That's a testament to our leadership that we don't want to let him down. Him saying that we can't let him down is one thing, but that's how much these guys appreciate the situation they're in, that they've created, Pam and Don have created for us. So I just want, I love you. Okay. So that's all I can say. He's a great man. I mean, I told Susan today driving home, I said, we're so blessed to be here. Anyway, all right, let me say goodbye before I start crying like a little girl. All right. Eli, if you're still awake, I'm not happy. Liliana, Mila, I love you guys all. Miss Susan, you're right here. I love you. All right. God bless everybody. We'll see you Saturday.
This has been Branded for April 3rd, and as always, keep your guns up.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.